Turn to John chapter 4. We'll see if that other hour is still there. John chapter 4. Verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The hour cometh, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father. When true worshipers shall worship. When true worshipers shall worship. We live in a day of charismatic, click-o-matic, slick-o-matic, and all other kind of matics. It's about time the true stand up.
Right. Come on, Brother Ben.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We live in the form of the glass cathedrals. We live in the Bible book praiseologies. It's time true worshipers worship.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I am not putting down worship. For the Bible said, everything that hath breath, let it praise the Lord. I am not casting rocks at those who do it half-heartedly. I am here to preach to the true. I am here to encourage the true.
Right.
I am here to exhort the true. I am here to ask you,
Jesus,
if you wouldn't mind worshiping the Father. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, not Benny Sutherland, the Bible says, 100th Psalm, the only 100th chapter there is in the Bible, the 100th Psalm. You get to the 100th Psalm, you'll find it dedicated. It is a psalm of what? Praise. A psalm of praise. Just a short 5 verses, but packed with praise. Packed with worship. Packed with thanksgiving. Shall we read it? The first thing it says is make. Not buy. Make. Not orchestrate. Make. Amen. Not dictate. Make. Not lead in. Make. It speaks to each one of us. Make. Some folks said, I can't do it like. It didn't say do it like. It said make. Did you read it? It didn't say let us make. It says make. Strange psalm, isn't it? Bluntly out of nowhere it starts a sentence. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Not just in Ohio, but also in Indiana. Not just in the north, but the south. Not just in the north and the south, but the east and the west. Not only in English, but Spanish. Not only in Spanish, but Portuguese. Not only in Portuguese, but in the brogues of the English. Amen. In the Italian tongue, the Greek tongue, and all the Slavic tongues, and men, the Russian tongue, the Chinese tongue, and all the tongues of the island. All ye lands, and he that hears the reading of this psalm, make ye a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's a command. Make ye. If God could rewrite the Bible, he wouldn't change a word of it. He likes it just like it is.
Amen.
And all He asks for us to do, read it, believe it, practice it. Amen. We have had so much charismatic bashings, amen, until we're afraid that if we even act like we're joyful, folks will get us confused with them. But I want you to know the Bible doesn't say that there will be any confusion about it in heaven. We're not worshiping objects on earth. We're not competing with others on earth. Amen. What we are doing, it's doing what the Lord said. But when He said, but the hour cometh, and now is, not tomorrow, the time is now. The hour cometh, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. Amen?
Amen.
If you knew God was looking for something in this house, would you help Him find it? If I told you I lost a pocket knife on this carpet, would you at least bend over and look and see if it was under your feet? That's common courtesy, isn't it? To help us find something that's lost. Amen. The Father is seeking a restoration. He's seeking for His people to be renewed. He's seeking a revival among us of worship. There can be no lasting power without lasting worship. There can be no lasting revival without a lasting worship. There can be no miracles without worship. There can be no unction of the Holy Ghost without worship. You cannot get God's attention without worship. How do you know that, Brother Benny? For the Bible teaches us that God inhabited or lives in the praises of His people. Amen? The Father is seeking for us to make Him a place where He can come and abide. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless His holy name. Amen. Now I told you, if God lost something, wouldn't you help Him find it? If God's seeking for something, won't you at least accommodate Him by helping Him? The Father is seeking. He is seeking earnestly. He has been seeking for 2,000 years. He has sought through all nations. He has churches across this globe in all tongues. There's not a nation where there's not a believer somewhere praying. They may not pray in our tongue, but they pray. They may not worship in our tongue, but they worship. They may not conduct themselves with liberties like we have, but they do worship. Amen. And we that have the liberty, we that have the ability, we that have the promise of liberty, that we can express ourselves in worship to God. And there will be nobody arrest us for violating any law. We who have the privilege of openly worshiping God, openly giving ourselves into worship with God. Amen?
Amen.
We do less of it than anyone else. In some of these cathedrals that we have across America, if Brother Henson would have got up on their stage in sock feet, it would have shocked their tender system beyond repair. Had they would have said, how disgraceful. God, they would say, God is beautiful. And we must worship Him in beauty. So they put flowers in front of their church altars. They put all kinds of paintings and architects and finery. And they have some of the most beautiful, breathtaking places to worship that there's ever been built to God. But God can't get in Because no one worships. Amen. You see, the Bible said for you and for me, notice, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You said, I can't say hallelujah right. Well, go on. Try it anyway. It's just a joyful noise. Go ahead and try it. Utter it. Hallelujah. In some places they say hallelujah. Amen. That's okay. I don't go to fall out with it. Get as close as you can and say it to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise. If it proceeds from your heart, God will accept it. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. That's joyful. The world don't like that. The world wouldn't give you 15 minutes of their time to come into a building and sit down on a pew and listen to folks say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, bless His holy name. They don't have time for that. But we that are true worshipers know that if we've done anything right all day, it was the fact that we got our heart prepared to come to church tonight and feel the power of God and to say hallelujah to our God. I'm feeling like the hair on my big toes are standing up. And it's a coming up and creeping up towards my head. Amen! Ah, you say that don't mean nothing to me. I know it don't mean nothing to you, but it means a lot to me. I feel like I've been covered up. I feel like I've been breathed on. I feel like God's come down in my soul. And all I can say is, hallelujah! Oh, bless His holy name! Glory! Now look, I know some of you ain't never going to do it. That's your loss. But please, don't grieve the Spirit of God. Let those that have enough lift up holy hands in adoration. Let those who have enough hold up their hands and wave them to God and shout from the heart, hallelujah! When true worshipers shall worship the Father. When true worshipers shall worship the Father, the Holy Ghost comes down into our midst. Thank God in heaven you can be healed when the Holy Ghost comes down. You can be filled when the Holy Ghost comes down. You can be charged and liberated when the Holy Ghost comes down. Did you notice verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. If God wanted to drink of water, would you run and get it? If God wanted a piece of bread, would you go get it? That's what you call serving. You sit down, I'll serve you. The Bible said when we come into His house, we are not to serve one another. We are to serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. It ought to just be our thrill. If the Lord said, clap your hands.
keep it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God there's a gladness in serving the Lord. I said there's a gladness in serving the Lord. There's a gladness. Yes. With gladness. Just say, Lord, what can I do? I'm ready to do it. Just let me know what to do. I'm ready to do it. Just let me know what you want from me. I'm ready to do it. Come on, serve him. Come on, serve him. You say, the Lord don't want me to do nothing. Go back to verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That includes you. That includes me. That includes the children. That includes the old. Woo! Make a joyful. Make a joyful. I said make a joyful. Make a joyful. And when you make the joyful noise, say, Lord, I'm a serving you with the gladness of my heart. I'm so glad that you let me serve you. I'm so glad to get to do it. If the Lord said dance, I'm so glad to do it. If the Lord said jump, I'm so glad to do it. If the Lord said run, I'm so glad to do it. If the Lord said preach, I'm so glad to do it. Whatever he tells me to do, I'm so glad. I said, I'm so glad that he's going to let me do it.
Glory, bless him, Lord.
Come before his presence. It says, come before his presence. Come, it said, come. Come. Come before his presence. Come on in. But when you come in with singing. Come in like you're happy. Come in like you're glad to be there. Come in like it's in your heart. Woo! Why don't you lift your hands? Praise him and tell the Lord you're glad to be in his house tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Didn't Peter say, these guys are not drunk as you suppose they are, but this was not.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
You know, somebody might say that's not real deep preaching, Brother Sutherland. But if you read in the book of Acts, before the first church had time to form all their doctrines of theology, before they had time to write theses of theology, you know what they had? They had one thing, and that was worship. That was worship. And when they got in the upper room and they began to worship God, do you know what happened? Fire fell. People were healed. People were saved. That was the first church. The first born church, that's the same church I'm in. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we could just worship God again, if we could just tear our heart up, get it in tune with heaven, the fire would fall, miracles would happen. Woo! Old David said somewhere, he said, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cups run it over. Ow! You know what he was ready to do? He was ready to worship God. Ow!
glad to be here. You know, I was thinking the prodigal son. It says in the middle of it, it says that when he came to himself, he knew to come back. You know, if there's anybody here, if you really realize what you're missing, and you come to yourself, you'll come back begging.
Oh, glory!
It's a privilege to be here, Brother Benny. I like to be with the Lord.
Woo! Are you glad to be here? I'm glad to be here. I'd rather be here than anywhere I know of. I'm a feeling a kindred spirit. I'm a feeling a spirit that's not of the world. I'm gathered with God's kids in God's house, in God's presence, and say, I'm glad to be here. The Bible said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. You know what that means? You're bringing a peace offering to God. You're bringing an offering to God. Amen.
Amen.
The only sacrifice that's commanded in the New Testament is the sacrifice of the calves of your lips giving thanks unto God. You're not allowed to bring a lamb. You're not allowed to bring a bullock. You're not allowed to bring meal or oil. But you're allowed to come into his gates bearing an offering to God. You're bearing it just like they did. Here you come with your offering to appear before God. I'm going to Zion. I'm going to the court of God. I'm entering the gates of God. I'm entering the presence of God. What are you bringing to God? I'm bringing a heartfelt thank you, Father, for including me. Thank you, Father, for allowing me. Thank you, Father, for blessing me. Thank you, Father, for forgiving me. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful. Read it. Be thankful unto him. And bless his name. Woo! Now you're saying, Brother Benny, you're just excited. I hope so. I'm hoping so. I'd hate to be a feeling what I'm a feeling and not get excited about what I'm a feeling. Woo! I'd hate to be anointed like I'm anointed and not be thankful to be anointed. Hallelujah! I'd hate to be saved and not thankful that I'm saved. I'd hate to be sanctified and not be thankful I'm sanctified. I'm so glad I'm sanctified. I didn't have it in me. Amen. I didn't have it in me. I proved that I didn't have it in me. I couldn't turn away from sin. I couldn't keep myself out of trouble. But one day he sanctified me. I said one day he sanctified me. Amen. He took the what to out of me. He took the one, two out of me and buried it somewhere, and I've never found it again. The old man died. A new man came along. I become a new creature in Christ Jesus. I don't want to do the things that I once wanted to do. The cusser's gone. The drinker's gone. The fighter's gone. Oh, glory. I'm so glad he sanctified me. I'm so glad he sanctified me. I'm so thankful he sanctified me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that he gave me the good Holy Ghost. You know, he didn't have to, but he did. I'm so thankful, Brother Bob. He didn't leave me out. He let me drink. He wasn't like that Samaritan woman. Amen. She had to come to Jacob's well. Come to Jacob's well. Come to Jacob's well. Every time she got a pot full, she got thirsty, had to go back. Jesus said, I can give you water and you never thirst again. Thank God he didn't leave me out. I'm glad he let me take a drink. I'm glad he let me taste of this heavenly gift. I'm glad I tasted of the world to come and the powers of the world to come. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful Jesus. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Wonderful Jesus. Blessed Savior. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. I said, bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, and forget not the benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me.
Bless him, Lord. Glory. Yes. Yeah.
For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting.
Amen.
His truth endureth to all generations.
All right.
I'm about done.
Praise the Lord.
My cup's so full, it's a running over. My head's so anointed.
Bless him.
Amen. It's affected my heart. If I preach a little while longer, I'm going to be drunk as a skunk. Woo! I ain't been out of it for a while. Amen. But I'm feeling like a couple more swigs of what I got to hold up tonight, and I'm going to get tipsy. Woo! Thank God. 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 Thank our God. Praise the name of our God. Praise his holy name. Oh, he's been so good to me. I said, oh, he's been so good to me.
So good.
He's been so good to me. Oh, yes.
No, no, no.
I don't mean to fall out with you, Brother Lonnie. Yes, he has.
Oh, no, no.
He's been so good to me. Better to me than anybody.
Oh, no, 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 no. He's been too good. He's been too good, Brother Benny. He's been too good. Glory to God. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. No. He's been too good. Too good. Too good. Too good. Too good.
Yeah. Hasn't he been good to you? Has he been better to you than anyone you know? He's good. He's so good. He's so wondrously good. He's so lovingly good. He's so precious. He's so sweet. He is so real to my soul. Woo! See anybody about to get drunk? You're about to see one get tipsy on us tonight. That's how to do it. Take one drink, take another. Praise him one time, praise him again. Look up towards heaven. Lift up your hands. I love you, Lord. I appreciate you, Jesus. I'm thankful for what you've done. You could have let me die in my sins. I wasn't looking for you. You come looking for me. I couldn't lift myself up. You went down in the pit and dug me out.
One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. There ain't nothing like this. There ain't nothing like being saved. I was down in a pit. I couldn't get out. But he reached way down. When I was sliding down the walls of that pit, he reached way, way down. Pulled me out of the pit. I couldn't get out. But he reached down and got me out of that pit. Thank God. Thank God. Glory to God.
Lift your hands and worship God. Oh, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, glory, honor, and praise unto the Lamb. Oh, glory and honor and praise unto the Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world, who loved me and gave himself for me and purged me from my sins and made me an heir, joint heir with Christ, heir of God. Amen. One day sit on a throne. One day rule nations. One day walk in white. One day wear a crown. One day shout down streets of gold. Oh, hallelujah. Woo!
Praise God. Bless it. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Come here, Sister Jane. Come here, Sister Janie. Come here.
I'm thankful for the Lord, and I found him to be the dearest friend I've ever had, and I'm so thankful for the every time that he's come to me when I was
God
in need, and
you.
when I was alone, when my husband was out preaching and in revivals, and I'd have situations that I didn't know how to cope with, things that I'd be worried with, and there's been times that the Lord has come to me and he said it's going to be all right, and he said I'll take care of it. It's been a lot of times the Lord has spoken to my heart, and he's come to me when I didn't know what way to turn, and I'm so thankful for him. And I know there's been times that I would have anxieties and seem like the Lord would say, just relax, have I ever failed you?
Praise the Lord.
I'm so thankful. He's never failed me, and I appreciate him.
Lift your hands and praise him. What he's done for the least of his saints, he'll do for you. Amen.
God, blessings. Praise God.
If you're going to preach, Deacon, you better hurry.
Hearing this verse right here, it said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. It said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me out of all my troubles.
Yeah.
It's a good Lord to do that.
Yeah. It sure did.
And the word magnify means to make bigger.
Yes.
And to exalt means to lift up.
Yes.
Make the Lord bigger and lift him up.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Come on, Sister Ruby.
Hallelujah. Come on out here and tell them how good the Lord's been to you. magnify. Exalt him.
Praise the Lord.
I thank the Lord for all he means to me. He's been so good to me. And I've had so much trouble with my eyes, and they're doing better, and I thank the Lord.
Amen.
You know,
bless
sometimes
you.
When Sylvester's gone at night, and I'm not very brave, and I just thank the Lord for how he helps.
Yeah.
Just glad for all the things.
Glory to God.
Now, that's a couple of good women. I just told you, you can trust in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
If you can't trust him, you can't praise him. Can you say amen? If you can't trust him, you can't praise him. But if you can trust him, you can praise him. If you can praise him, you can worship him. If you can worship him, you can come into his house. Amen. You can draw nigh to the throne of God.
Amen.
And make your petition known. You can come and converse with him. Just come with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. It looks like all of my preaching tonight has been in vain. It looks like when I quit shouting, you quit shouting.
Praise the Lord.
It's like when I get through talking, you're through talking. That ain't the way it happens in true worship. It doesn't matter if the guy next to you stops. It's an individual affair. You keep your hands right up there. You keep your hands lifted up. You keep worshiping him. He'll come down to you. And you'll have church with him. If it's just one. Amen. He'll find you in a crowd. He'll find you in a cellar. He'll find you in a well. He'll find you in a catacomb. He'll find you in a mine. He'll find you hundreds and hundreds, amen, of miles down, or hundreds and hundreds of miles up. He'll find you. If you'll lift your voice in praise and thanksgiving, God will zero in on your voice, and he will come to you with wings of healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Sister Dalton. I talked to Charles. I said, Charles, I heard you got a job. He said, yes, I have to drive 30-some miles, 28 of it, or something like that, interstate, 65 miles an hour. I said, it could be worse. We could have to get up in the morning and walk it. I want to stop right now and tell Jesus I'm proud of him for helping Charles find a job. Amen. I want to stand up right now and tell Jesus I'm proud of him for healing everybody that he's healed. I want to say, Jesus, I'm proud of you for keeping everybody you've kept. There's been some that's went out from among us, but I'm glad you kept what was yours. Amen. Amen. I'm glad when we started to go towards the door, you poured a bucket of honey out on our head and it dripped down into our heart, and we got so in love with you that we turned around and said, man, I ain't no fool. Amen. I'm going to go to heaven. I ain't no fool. I'm not going to trade what I'm a feeling and go back in the world. Man, I want to turn back around and say, thank you, Jesus, for heading me off. Thank you for not letting me get discouraged and quit in the middle of the battle. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Fessel, I wonder you can stay in that corner. After the Lord brought Rod back. Oh, I remember when we prayed and we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. We'd say, Lord, he ain't wrote, send a letter. Here we'd get a letter, a phone call. Great God of heaven, clear across the sea. He found one ship in the middle of an ocean. He found one sailor in the middle of the ship. He tapped one sailor on the shoulder and said, boy, if you don't mind, ride home. Amen. Come on. That ought to be worth a praise. That ought to be worth a thank you. that ought to be worth a glory to God, that ought to be worth an amen, that ought to be worth hallelujah. Woo! Praise God, 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 hallelujah. Old Billy Bray walked down the road saying, hallelujah, praise God, 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 hallelujah, praise God. And Billy Bray said, I don't know when my feet left the ground, but he said, I walked for miles on the air. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. I'll tell you what, my friend, it's a transforming experience. If you praise him, God will get so close to you, he'll lift you up above the shadows, plant your feet on higher ground, make a joy. Woo! And I said, preacher, I ain't never going to act like that. I'm going to hide behind the tree of life. And if you are so good to make it, I'm going to watch how you act when your feet touch streets of gold. When you look around and see resplendent walls of jasper, garnished with all kinds of precious stones, and you look over the myriads of angels that are praising him, and you look around and say, I'm really here. I really made it. He really kept me. He really done it for me. I'll tell you what you'll do. You'll fall down on your knees, bow your head to the floor. Thank you, Lord. 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 Whew. Won't we do it, Brother Jim? We'll get right down and crawl if we have to. We'll get right down and crawl down streets of gold just to get to his feet to say, Lord, I love you for saving my soul. Come on. Go ahead, Sister Jude. Oh, I love that. I love to see her come out of that pew and walk them aisles and throw up them hands. I just love that, Myrtle Jean. Amen. You know, you had a big part in convincing her that this was right. And here she is doing it. And Myrtle Jean's still holding on to the pew. You need to start hollering, hallelujah. Thank God you let me help Sister Jude. Thank God you let me point her to Jesus. Thank God you let me tell her about the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Woo! I'm a feeling religious. I'm a feeling religious.